Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in our study on the Gospels. Today we move into what I believe one of the most important teachings of Jesus Christ, generally called the Sermon on the Mount. The first little section here is known as the Beatitudes. I thought I would read them through, and then we'll go back and take a look at a few of the parts of the Beatitudes today, and we'll continue more with it tomorrow. So we're in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse number 1. We read, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, the disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed is the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which do persecute, are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." And so here we see this amazing teaching of Jesus as we go through the whole Sermon on the Mount. But first of all, we want to look at the Beatitude, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. The first thing that we notice in this message is not a general message for the general public. This message is for the disciples, those who have decided to follow Jesus. See, it doesn't apply to the world. As we get farther into it, we'll understand that it really was something that Jesus wanted to have his disciples to take in, to understand, and how to live a blessed life, or very happy, a life that's rich, a life that's filled with joy. And so as we go through this entire Sermon on the Mount, I think that you'll be able to take note of some things that are very applicable to your life, to my life. Jesus isn't trying to establish a new world order. Some of them look at the Sermon on the Mount as such. But rather, I see it as being something that he wanted to talk to the disciples as to what Christianity is to be. And so we notice in verse number 1, seeing the multitude, he went into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he taught them, saying, notice, he taught them, that being his disciples. He had left the multitude, went up in the mountain with just his disciples, and there he sat down and began to teach them a message specifically for his disciples. And he began with a description of what constitute a disciple, the characteristics of a disciples. If you let me say it that way, you know, I think it's so important for us to see that. And the first one, of course, of the Beatitudes we see is that first one is poor in spirit. As he says, blessed. And when you think of blessed, maybe a better way to maybe or a different way to look at this word, how happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. See, that's the entrance in the kingdom of heaven. Now, poverty of spirit comes comes from a natural, it is a natural consequence of seeing the Lord and the truth of the Lord. You really do not see him until you see the Lord. Otherwise, you don't really come to this place of poverty of spirit until you see the Lord. And then when you see yourself in the light of the Lord, the effect of you is poverty of spirit. You see a man who is proud, a man who is pompous, a man who really thinks he is something. He is a man who has not really seen the Lord. You cannot see the Lord without the feeling even as we see in the Old Testament where the prophet cries out, "Woe is me! I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips." See, when you come into the presence of the Lord, you come into what is known, what I believe, is pure holiness. And of course, all of us being in the same boat, even as Isaiah said, you know, woe is me. He says, I'm in the same boat because I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Somebody who comes into the presence of the Lord certainly is poverty of spirit. Daniel said that his beauty was turned into ugliness. It's a very humbling experience at best to get a true vision of God. The result of it is always poverty of spirit, never proud, never boastful. It just brings you down to poverty of spirit because I see now the truth about me. Because I see myself in the light of his holiness, in the true light of his purity. Peter said here in the New Testament, he says, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man," there in Luke chapter 5, verse 8. And when you really see the Lord in that, and that's the consciousness that you have, you really do become that poverty of spirit. But Jesus said, "Oh, how happy or blessed are the poor in spirit. They are the ones who will enter into the kingdom of heaven. They are the ones who are discovering the truth about themselves and the ones who will be seeking help." I think it's so important that we see this. The only way to receive that beautiful promise of God of us being able to enjoy the kingdom of heaven for eternity is for us to be able to look at ourselves and say, "Lord, I am poor in spirit. Lord, I do need you." You know, the thing is so interesting about these Beatitudes, they seem to be a natural progression to them as you read them. As you go to the next one, he says, "Blessed are they that mourn." And so now you come to the place where you realize your poverty in spirit. Seeing the truth about myself brings me to tears. I'm worse than I thought I was. When I see myself in the light of the Lord, I go, "Oh my goodness, I'm undone." It creates that brokenness in my heart. Am I weeping over my sinfulness? But blessed, oh, how happy are they that mourn. And they see the truth about themselves and they are repentant. Because it tells us there in verse 4, and they will be comforted. The Lord will minister to them and comfort them. And I think it's so important that we see this, how God desires to bring comfort. God desires to remind us that all of our sins are forgiven. And that he sent Jesus. God wants us to know that he made a way for us. There is a door hope. And that door hope is Jesus Christ. Maybe you this day are feeling distress for your sin. Maybe you're feeling, you know, down, guilty. A friend of mine reminded me today, one of the key tools of Satan is to bring guilt, to make you feel worthless. And truly we are. When you look at the light of God and how holy and how wonderful he is, we do have that overwhelming sense of a poverty of spirit. But the good news is that God sent his only begotten Son. I love that scripture. And even while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. See, the Lord knows us inside and out, and he loves us. He loves you. And I pray that as we go through these Beatitudes, that we'd be uplifted, that we'd be strengthened this day. Maybe all are against you, but let me tell you that if all mankind is against you, the good news is that God is for you. And if God is for you, then truly, who can be against you? And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.